What do you do to remember things? Some people have iPads. Amy pointed to Gwen. She has Gwen to remind her. Some people use sticky notes, okay, or make a list. Some people have a partner. I have Gwen, too, and she helps remind me of things. And so in our staff meetings, usually on a Wednesday morning, we'll go over calendar times. And so we have a master calendar here at the church office, and it tells us, you know, when things are scheduled, and we make sure things are still in sync and we don't have ourselves double booked in that kind of a way. In the Old Testament reading, God does kind of an odd thing. That is an odd thing from our perspective. He says he's doing something so that he remembers. When he looks at it, he's going to remember. But God being God, he doesn't forget. Unless he decides to forget. So it gets confusing. Because he says when he forgives your sins, right? He says he won't, I remember them no more. He intentionally sets something aside. Because for God, in the sense of the scriptures, when God remembers, God acts. When we remember, sometimes it's too late. We forgot to do something because we didn't act. And sometimes we remember in time to act. Like you may have a doctor's appointment this week and you need to remember that. And because you remember it, you will be there on time. But God, who is perfect, who never fails, never breaks his word, keeps his promises, and always has his eye on us, his people. Why the rainbow? And it's critical. In the Old Testament. You see, earlier in Genesis, it tells us why there was a flood. It tells us that there was wickedness, continual wickedness, that the people on earth, all the people on earth, were wicked. They did violence. They had evil in their heart, not occasionally, but 24/7. And it tells us that there was one who found favor in the eyes of God. His name was Noah. And Noah raised his family in the word of the Lord. And there, God asked Noah to build this ark because he was going to send a flood. Now, I want you to think about it if you were Noah. The flood has taken place. Every living creature, every animal, everything died except what was on the ark. If you're Noah, that means you, your wife, your three sons, each had a wife. So the daughters-in-laws are safe on the ark. The animals that God brought to the ark are safe. And now the floodwaters have subsided, there is land again, and here you are. You have already built an altar to the Lord. You've given thanksgiving for the salvation that he has provided. And God gives this covenant, this promise, that he will never, ever send a flood to destroy all life again. If you were Noah, how would you feel? I think before that covenant, we would sort of feel like the person in the factory where everybody else has gotten a pink slip and you feel like you're next. You know, I think we would feel like, you know, in the doctor's office, everyone's gotten bad news and your appointment's next. Or where you've heard in your family that, so, you know, Uncle Bill has heart disease and Aunt Martha has heart disease and, you know, your parents have heart disease. How do you feel? You're next. I think the fear that we can have well up inside of us can be so powerful that it becomes life-stopping. And all that Noah went through with the rains and the waters swelling up from the earth and the heavens opening up, even though he knew, according to God, that Noah found favor with God, what could I do to mess this up? I got to be careful. But then here comes the comfort. That rainbow is like a post-it note for all to see. That yes, it happened, this flood is real, but God promises to never do it again. In the text, it uses language that God speaks. He says, when I see it, I will remember. But it's really about this covenant that he makes. He will take action and he will preserve his recreation after the flood. And he will preserve his people. In the days of the prophets later on, you know, like Elijah, he felt like he was the only one left. You know, and Jezebel and Ahab had put a contract on his head. God will preserve his people. There were other times King David felt all alone. The enemies camped around me, says in the Psalms. God preserves his people. He sustains us through the difficult times, through the terrible times, and brings us to mountaintop experiences. They may not be as often as we want, these high points in our life, but they do come. We joke now at our age that, boy, it'd be nice if you had grandchildren first instead of your own. But it doesn't work that way. God established the rainbow as a reminder, not that rainbows never existed before, but he made a covenant, and the rainbow was a reminder that he would never flood the earth and take all life again. So what does that do for us? It tells us that God still treasures us as his possession, as the text says. It tells us that in Christ, we will have life now and life in the fullness to come in the kingdom of heaven. And no matter how bad or how violent it gets here on earth, no matter how corrupt the system is around us, God will not bring that kind of devastation, that kind of flood again. That the world will not pass away until Christ comes. Is that comforting? I think so. I mean, we drove through. In fact, we had to bypass. As many of you know, we flew out to California, and we had to come back in a car, taking my parents to San Antonio, Texas. And while we were in California yet, on I-10, which is a southern route, a bridge washed out in Arizona. And so we changed our route. We know there will be damage. We know there will be hurricanes. We know that there will be storms. We know that there will be some flooding. We know that there is violence and there are wars and rumors of wars. We know that there is crime and corruption and evil in the hearts of people. But still, the comfort we have is that the end of the world will come when Christ comes. Sometimes I think we give humanity more power in our mind than what it really has. We picture people in control. We picture, I remember in the days in the 60s when we would have nuclear bomb activity tests in school. And for those of you who are old enough, you remember that you would have these drills and you were supposed to get under your desk. Now, how effective is it going to be if a nuclear bomb goes off to get under a desk? I mean, we're a little wiser than that now, aren't we? Yeah. But we did that. And I remember, even as a kid in the third grade, and both my years in the fourth grade, you know, that there was this fear that people thought the world is going to end. You know, Russia's going to bomb us, somebody's going to bomb us, and the world is going to come to an end. And I remember now much later in the year 2000, the Y2K, how many people hoarded water and how many people stocked, you know, meals, MREs, you know, the rat K rations and things like that. And how they thought this world was going to come to an end. And it's a reminder, the rainbow is a reminder that humanity is not in control. We do not control God. And we do not control the existence of the planet. We do not control the end. But God does. And for me, that's comforting. Because I think it would be awful to have a human being in control. Because when that human being becomes fed up, whatever that would take, right? The button would get pushed. But the scripture says God is patient and loving and kind. And in his time, this world will pass away. But until then, he's made a covenant, a reminder. And when we see a rainbow, a rainbow reminds us that God remembers. Not that he has a memory problem, but that we know that God remembers. We learn it in the scriptures and we can read it in God's word. And again, just within creation, when we see this rainbow, we know that God remembers that his people are his treasured possession. And sometimes even now in our culture, we don't like that thought that we're a treasured possession because that means we're an object. Christ didn't die for objects. He died for people, for souls. You are precious in God's sight. When you see a rainbow, it's to help you remember that God remembers. It is the post-it note on the fridge. Need milk. Okay? When your mom and dad do the shopping, you are comforted that mom and dad remember, not that they had a memory problem. And when I see the rainbow, that's it for, it soothes our soul. This life will go until Christ says it's time, not when humanity says it's time. And Mother Nature has no power. It's when God says the end is now. And when that time comes, I'm comforted still by a greater sign than the rainbow, the sign of the cross. For God looks at us through Christ Jesus, who died on the cross. He looks at us as his possession because we were purchased and won by Christ's body and his blood, given and shed for you. How many of you forget stuff and it impacts others? You forgot to do this and your coworkers are let down. You forgot to do this and your spouse is disappointed. You forgot to do that and your kids are angry again. You know, our joy is that our Heavenly Father does not forget. And he shows us that he remembers. In the rainbow. Amen.